My artwork, Subsumed, invites speculation of a future where humanity has surrendered itself and the natural world to the demands of industry and what it leaves behind. I was influenced by the physicality of the place where I live. Every day, I am faced with the visual paradox of heavy industrial infrastructure sitting right next to a breathtakingly beautiful coastline. I questioned what the future holds for my generation and the ones to come after me as we seek a balance between industry and the natural world. Images captured by Wolfgang Sievers, Rob Dobie, and Jeffrey Smart led to my decision to photograph my own images of the power of the machinery of industry and its ability to dominate humanity and nature. Merging with the surrealistic style of Loretta Lux's portraits, I aim to lead my viewers into an imaginative state where they recognise certain truths about the threats of industrialisation. I took photographs in different locations of operational machinery as well as places where machinery had been abandoned. Gathering these images took me through holes in fences and into experiences where the Hollywood cliché of the junkyard dog proved very true. The nexus of imagination, visual design, physical manipulation, and fine motor skills required by Photoshop processes, such as layering, masking, and cutting, enabled the creation of the fantasy dimension. Through the complexity of the layering, I wanted to encourage my audience to initially engage with the surface layer and then be drawn into my accumulation of images. My images of natural settings were incorporated to show depletion caused by over-industrialization. I chose to use only female subjects being subsumed by images of industrialization to make links with Mother Nature. I captured a gaze that conveyed subordination or resignation to a fate. In my experimental phases of the portraiture, I came to realize that use of hair and eyes would be compelling as defining elements of our individual humanity. A recurring challenge was the need to select different photographs from the thousands I had taken. The chosen images had to suit each individual portrait in terms of shape, structure, colour, size, and aspect of my theme. I have loved the creative experiences of taking the photographs, the selection and manipulation of them, as well as the simultaneous physical, imaginative, and psychological processes of my art making. I feel that I am offering my audience the chance to contemplate how we want to proceed into our future.